This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of things happening around the Umpqua Valley. Got an opportunity to talk about Wildlife Safari today. Executive Director Dan Van Slyke and General Curator Dan Brands in here. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having us.
So, Dan, let's start with you. This is one of these interviews where you've got the script kind of, and I don't. So I get to figure out what you want to do next.
Well, you know, we're always changing things up at the park, and we're kind of coming into a different time as we roll our way into fall. Kids are going to go back to school, but things continue on in a pretty exciting manner. But we've made a lot of changes out at the park this summer. Those that haven't been in the park maybe for a few months to a year, you're going to see some really significant changes. But one is we've created this new interactive map system. Dan, can you kind of describe what that is?
Yeah, sure. The interactive map obviously is going to be something you can either download ahead of coming out to Wildlife Safari, or once you're at Wildlife Safari, it's going to give you a current list of all the events that are happening, our encounters that are still happening yet that day. They'll drop off throughout the day as those times pass, but most importantly, it provides some directional signage. So when you're in the village area, it'll give you some directions as to how to get to certain areas within the park. But it also will give you can click on various animals icons that you see in the app and be able to get some basic information about what that animal is and what its conservation status is. And you can do that in the drive-thru as well. Unfortunately, technology hasn't caught up enough with us yet to be able to have the animals move in the drive-thru. So if the eland are at the beginning or whether they're at the end, it doesn't move with them yet. But that's something that we kind of keep hoping for down the road.
Well, there's so much going on out there. And with this type of technology, I know it gets used at a lot of places. What went into putting this together?
It's been a lot of people putting a lot of time into it. Our marketing department obviously has put a majority of the time into it, designing everything, but a lot of the staff have input on how the animals need to look, what the information is that needs to be set on those on the app as well. So it's been a big process for us. We've been working on it for about 6 months, and we've finally been able to unveil it and give it out to everybody that comes to the park.
So what's been the reaction?
So far, it's been really good. I think people, technology is booming a lot, and people are just enjoying that we're staying up with some current media that is out there.
And obviously, the effort to do that. Now, I guess in the ultimate would be like type in the name of the animal and then tell me how to get to the animal right now.
Yeah,
probably not going to do that quite yet.
It kind of does that because it'll show you on the maps where those animals are at, and it will actually give you directions on how to get to them. So if you have a special animal where you like, it'll help you guide them to it. Like I said, it just doesn't work in our drive-through quite as well when the animals kind of move around on large acreages.
Wow. So, Dan, where'd you get the idea to do this?
Probably our marketing director, I think, came up with it more than any. But I think it's something we've done different versions of it in the past. I remember years ago, Dan, we were talking about we gave people a tape recorder. They could go through and actually play a tape to try to find out exactly.
Yeah, in the early days, you'd play
tape recorder,
and then they would move on to CDs eventually, but that technology went away too.
Then we have to look that up. Technology that you could actually, dial up a certain channel on the radio, and it would sort of guide you through the park. But all of them really were sort of subpar. And this is the first time we actually have something that's visual on your phone. And especially the village area, little simple things like where the restrooms are and where the different bird exhibits and where do we get on the encounters and those kinds of things are really helpful, because when it gets busy out there, it really gets busy, which is one significant change we've made just recently is the encounter vehicles that we load you up on and we take you out to feed the giraffes. They're very, very cool and it's a great experience, but we can't get handicapped people on. We can't get wheelchairs on. So we've changed the dynamics out there. We now have a loading dock that we're just finishing up this week that we can actually take wheelchairs, put them on the encounter vehicle, and then you can go out and actually have that same experience as everyone else. In the village itself, there was a lot of gravel pathways, It was really hard for people to navigate around with walkers and wheelchairs. So when you come to the park now, you're going to see a lot of new sidewalks from one end to the other so that, again, you can move around with comfort. And that's really been a big help. We've had a lot of people really excited about that.
What's your summer been like attendance-wise?
It's been really, really good. You know, last year was about equivalent to the previous year. This year, we're up over last year. What's really interesting about Wally Safari is you talk about high gas prices. And you think, okay, we're a drive-through park. But it sort of balances itself. When gas goes high, we get a lot of attendance out of Portland, Eugene areas. When the gas prices drop, you tend to get a lot of stuff out of Colorado and that kind of thing. And so as a whole, there tends to be a balance. And so it just continues to climb. We've been blessed this year with no smoke. You know, we had, what, one day, I think, with smoke.
Right.
And the rest of the time, the heat, you know, that's a contributor. That slows things down a bit. But one thing you can guarantee you can get at Wally Safari, and this is going to sound really simple, but it's just like the coolest thing in the world, is we give away free ice-cold water. And you think, how significant is that? Well, when it's hot and you're feeling a little bit miserable, somebody hands you a free bottle of ice-cold water, it's really good. Second thing, big change this year, is we were short on a lot of access to ice cream. We've modified our snack shack. We've moved it into another building, and we've put in this massive ice cream case. And when you come to Wally Safari now, you've got ice cream all over that place. And nothing makes you feel better and happier than ice cream.
So and you've alleviated the ice cream shortage. That may just be its own headline.
Well, and, you know, Steve Feldkamp is on our board, so he was quite thrilled over the fact that we were doing a lot of Umpqua Dairy ice cream sales, and we really do. We crank out a lot of ice cream.
Well, perfect while people are out enjoying things in the summer. So what else has been going on?
Well, Dan, we're going to talk a little bit about animals. We got a lot of new babies this year.
Yeah, we've had a bumper season of animals in the park. We've got Scimitar-horned oryx, eland babies, zebra. Actually, we have two new zebra foals that have just come out in the last couple weeks. We had a bison actually born this last weekend. It's just been a bumper year of animals throughout the entire park. So when you're out driving through, you just got to keep vigilant, look for the adults, and you'll usually find a couple, one or two little infants running around near them or laying close to them anyway out in the fields.
Aside from all the new animals being born, what about other animals that you've gotten to come in?
Well, we are in the process. We brought in a new female lion recently for breeding through the Species Survival Plan program, which is a national managed breeding program. And so we are hopeful that she's introduced to one of our males, and that has gone really well. And so we keep our fingers crossed that maybe down the road we're going to see some lion cubs again, possibly as early as this fall, if everything goes well.
How do you juggle? I mean, how many different species of animals do you have out there?
We have almost 100 species of animals in the park, and we're probably actively breeding programs are probably about 20 to 25 animals that take place. And so you got to have a lot of good staff, a lot of great communication that takes place, and we're just always managing it to follow the national breeding programs, and then we have a few that we just manage locally here at Wildlife Safari, such as our fallow deer and our bison herds and elk herds, and so we try to manage those with our as close to our collection plan as we possibly can.
So how are the cheetahs doing?
Cheetahs are doing great. We continue to move forward with that program. That's also a Species Survival Plan breeding program that's taking place, and we are actively trying to breed a few of our cheetahs coming into the fall, and so we'll have some fall babies as well.
And I know, I mean, cheetahs are really, when you say Wildlife Safari, that's kind of the first animal most people think of.
Yeah, Wildlife Safari, I mean, that is our identity. It was one of the first animals in the park over 50 years ago when Frank Hart opened it up. It was kind of the animal he was passionate about and the reason he really wanted to make African wild species available to Douglas County, especially for kids that might not travel out of out of our state to see additional animals.
All right, Dan Van Slyke, Dan Brandt. We're going to take a break, back with more in a moment. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com from News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:47. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Dan Van Slyke, Dan Brands from Wildlife Safari, giving you an update on what's going on.
You know, in our education world, we've had some really fun stuff this year. We have a little deal we call Story Time, where they bring the kids in. It's every Tuesday at 10:30, and it's just interactive. It's free. And if you're wanting to do something really, really special with your little ones, come out to Story Time. It's really a phenomenal thing. The Junior Zookeeper program has been really successful this summer. Kids that want to actually become more active with animals, become zookeepers, they can come up, and it's going to go on through the whole year. You sign up, you can come out through the weekends, and they take you behind the scenes. You learn how to feed, and you learn some cool things like public speaking and how to make presentations with animals, and we're really, really proud of that. We got a lot of activities coming up that I think are noteworthy, because I can't believe we're talking about Halloween stuff now. Zoobilee, which is our big Halloween event, that's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of October. That started out one day and went to two, went to three, because it's just a huge event. And it is so much fun to come out. It's $10 to get in, lots of animals, lots of free candy and food, and just a great time. Booze and Brews, it's more of an adult event. That's on the 17th. And that's where we set up for the scary stuff, isn't it?
Our adult event.
It's really, really, actually, it's a newer event, but very cool. And then coming into Thanksgiving, you got Turkey Trot, and that's turned into a phenomenal thing. You going to come out for Turkey Trot?
It depends. Some years I make it.
Are you a trotter? And then we got a new thing happening this month, September 18th, and it's called Art in the Wild. And one of our docents, our volunteers, she's an artist, and she's put this together, and they're going to bring animals. And if you're a painter and you want to come out and actually have time to have an encounter with the animals and actually a really nice, quiet time to paint animals, it'll be on September 18th. The cost is $35, and you can come out and spend time with the animals and walk away with a painting. And I like that. That's going to be really fun.
What's the date for that again?
September 18th.
All right, and that's one that people would need to sign up for ahead, right?
Yeah. But I think, Dan?
Yeah, another thing that coming into fall, we did our petting yard barn area. We expanded that a couple of years ago. That was one of our projects at our major fundraiser. This year, it's going to be open year-round, and so we're really encouraging people to come out and spend some time in there. We're going to have an attendant out there to help you, guide you through that experience, and it's just a wonderful area to explore, see some barnyard animals up close, and then also it's right next to our reptile building that we recently built and opened up this year with our giant sulcata tortoises and our local snakes and lizards that they really don't want to see them up close, but they have this need to just to go see them to get that adrenaline rush going.
Right. Yeah. And how many snakes do you have in there?
Well, we've got two snakes right now, a lizard, and two sulcata tortoises. And so it's still a small facility, but gives us the ample to bring some of those animals back into our collection that we haven't had for quite a few years.
One of you mentioned a fundraiser. You've got a big one coming up soon, right?
In fact, you're going to MC that for us, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, September 11th, and it is really, really going to be a great one. It's a great night to come out and help raise money for the park. It costs $20,000 a day, 365 days a year to run Wildlife Safari. A lot of people, they don't realize that. But it just takes a massive amount of money.
You mean you have to feed all these animals?
You do, and got to feed the people. And, you know, but we're proud of the park. It's really unique. People that are new to the area, I think, sometimes don't understand the concept, because a zoo is a zoo. We got this saying that you are captive and they roam free. Sure, to go into Africa, it's like an African experience. You get out there, nowhere else can you have a giraffe walk by your car, or a rhino walk by your car, or zebras. And so if you haven't been out Wildlife Safari, come. If you haven't been out in a while, come, because you're going to see a whole different look, lots of new animals, lots of new activities. And this fall, I think it's going to be great. I've just got a lot of fun stuff happening.
This year's event is really focusing on accessibility. We've done a lot of work in our village area about replacing sidewalks and making our gravel paths accessible to all, and we want to make sure that we continue that process. So that's going to be our focus of our fundraiser this year, is to make sure that we continue expanding those programs that we've started developing this year.
So what happens in the course of that evening?
Well, the course of the evening is, you know, we're going to have an opportunity. We'll have a large silent auction going on this year, and there's some really, really nice items that are on the auction, some fairly exclusive items that you're not going to find anywhere else. And then just a night of great food, great conversations, and then, you know, we've got the live auction that happens at the end of the evening, as well as kind of talking about what Wildlife Safari's successes have been this past year and where we're going to go in the next year, and just getting that information out to all the people that show up and want to be a part of this great evening.
Now, how long have you been at Safari?
Both Dan and I have been at Safari. We are in our 20th year now. Dan came in January and I came in May of 2007.
Did you ever think when you got here, because you came from out of the area, right?
I came from a zoo in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and came out here. And yeah, 20 years later, it's just hard to believe that I'm still here.
But obviously you're here because this is like for both of you guys, this is always seems like a real passion.
Yeah, I mean, Safari is something that you really grows on you. People often, one of the things when we are looking at, you know, attracting new staff members in, is we talk about the family atmosphere out there and how close-knit all of our staff are and work well together on activities out there. But you become very prideful in what we've accomplished out there and what we're doing and the successes we've had. And it's something that we all cherish for a very long time.
When I came to the park 20 years ago, prior to that I was in business. And I was a county commissioner, and I assumed I'd come to the park for a couple of years, maybe help get some things turned around, add some things to the new programs. And then, like Dan said, you get a passion for the place, and I've never wanted to leave. And Pat, I was telling Pat Markham the other day, I'm a little past retirement age, but I just don't think I'm going to retire. I just love Wildlife Safari.
What's your favorite part about being there?
Probably what drew me to the park is when I interviewed for the job years ago, and we own a cattle ranch, and I love the animals, but the people that came up to me and said, we really would like to have you as a leader. We really, really would appreciate if you come and take care of the folks at Wildlife Safari. And so through the years, I think the staff is what I'm the most passionate for. We have people that are really, really passionate about the park and their jobs. I'm so proud of our people, you know, they're high integrity, they're honest, their customer service is impeccable. And I think that's really the magic in the park is the people that run the park.
A couple minutes left. Other things you want to mention about Wildlife Safari?
I think we've just about covered it all, yeah. I think, haven't we? it's unique. It truly is unique. And I really want to encourage folks to come out for a very unique experience. And at least come out and get that bowl of ice cream. I mean, that's worth the trip.
You know, the other thing to do is remember we've been in a constant progress of expanding and adding new things. And so, you know, we haven't talked a lot about wild dogs recently, but we're starting our pack of wild dogs. We've got two sisters out there, and we're looking to bring in a male here in the near future to start a breeding program with our wild pack. And that'll be really fun once we get some pups on the ground and get them moving around. The lion exhibit, we continue to expand that and add additional animals to that. So those are just a lot of things that are happening out at Wildlife Safari. So when you come out, it's always a new experience each and every day. You're not looking at even though you may go through at 8 o'clock in the morning, your trip through the park at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is going to be completely different because the animals have moved. You have different interactions happening with different groups of herds of animals out there. And it's just a great experience every time you go through.
And I know you guys have got all these groups that you work with in other places as well that are doing the kind of similar work as well.
Yeah, I mean, we are accredited with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, and we're also accredited with the Zoological Society of America as well. And both those organizations have come through this past year and have done inspections to make sure that we're meeting those criteria. We finished the ZAA inspection process, and we have been granted that for 5 years. And we are just about wrapped up with AZA's accreditation process, and that'll be complete the end of September. So we're really excited to finish both those and be able to say that we've met another round of criteria for accreditation into the future.
All right, now it's August now. What are your current hours?
We are open at 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. every day throughout the summer. And then once we get into early November, we'll shift back to a 9 to 4 close.
And we also want to say that when you come through the park and you pay for the admission, you go through as many times as you want. It can just be an all-day affair. So wonderful experience.
All right. Dan Van Slyke, Dan Brands from Wildlife Safari, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.